Hey everybody, I'm Andy, and do I have a treat for you today. You know him from his hit TV shows and Practical Jokers and The Misery Index. He's toured to sold out shows in places like Madison Square Garden, the O2 in London. He has an awesome podcast called Two Cool Moms that's just kicked off its second season. On top of all that, he has his first children's book set to release September 3rd. You can see him live on his Let's Get To It tour at Hollywood Casino or Charlestown Races on Saturday, September 7th. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Joe Gatto.
How's it going?
Good, good. How have you been, Joe? What have you been up to?
I'm fantastic. Everything you just listed. That was great intro. Thanks so much for wrapping it up.
To introduce somebody like you is always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, friend. I appreciate it. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm getting back on the road with the Let's Get Into It tour, and I've been preparing this material over the past 6 months, and I'm really excited to get back in front of everybody again and do some laughing.
Well, we're very excited to see your show. I got to actually see you last year on your Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy in Hershey.
Oh, the Hershey shows were great. That was a lot of fun over there.
Yes, the Hershey show. It was awesome. And I don't think there was a moment where I wasn't laughing. So I thank you for that.
Oh, that's great. I was all hopped up on chocolate. We got to do the Hershey tour. So it was a lot of fun.
You know, a funny story. We just went to Hershey Park recently, me and my family, and we got stuck on the Hershey's tour. What a place to get stuck in.
Oh, my goodness, we did. I mean, we the day we were doing it was funny. It was Friends and Family Day, so we snuck in on the Friends and Family, like, tour. Like, the behind the scenes, it was really, really cool.
That's great. What's your favorite part about touring on your comedy tour?
It's really just getting with the fans. Like, everybody getting together in a room and just laughing. I think that's a big part of the reward of being an entertainer, is, like, helping everybody. Just a reminder, by the way, we're all human. We're all together in this because world can be tough, as we know. So we get to laugh together. And I'm just always excited to be with the fans, hear their stories, do some laughing together. It's just always so nice.
Do you have a certain routine that you like to do before you go out on stage?
Oh, that's a good question. I listen to some music backstage, a little bit of old school hip hop to pump me up a little bit. I grab myself, I probably finish off my cup of coffee and a donut, and I take the stage. Yeah, if my kids are with me, it's fun, because, like, sometimes I take them on the road with me and we'll be hanging out in the back and stuff, and we do, like, our goodbye, like, ritual handshakes that we have. It's really cute.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. With this new material coming up with the Let's Get To It tour, are we going to see any special guests coming in on the tour or anything along those lines?
Whenever the boys are in town, they always pop up on stage, which is always fun. So that there might be some crossover there, but for the most part, it's me and my boy, Mark Jagargi, and he opens and is featuring for me. He's a great comedian, and we've had a great time. He toured with me last time, too, and he's just super funny. The fans love him. He's a good guy. So it's him and I out there. And, that's the best part about touring, too, with stand-up, is, like, you have so many friends in the industry, and it's a lot of crossover. People will be in town, or you're in somebody's hometown. So we all go out to support each other in each other's shows. I always love doing that.
That's awesome. So are you a gambler at all? Are you going to take any chances at the casino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to make it for stage time. I love to gamble.
It'll either be the food or the gambling holding you back, right?
I mean, I'll have a donut and a pair of dice in my hand.
There you go. You'll be set. You do have a highly anticipated first ever comedy special coming up, Messing with People, and that's set to premiere September 17th.
Yeah, I'm excited for that to come out. So the tour that I did for the past 2.5 years, you know, that came to an end, and I didn't want to just burn the material. I wanted everybody to be able to see it that wasn't able to come out. And, you know, just it's a lot of work went into it, so I didn't want just to go away. So we decided to film a special. We're putting it out on YouTube with the company 800 Pound Gorilla. They're a really great company, super supportive, big in stand-up. And it's just really, I'm really proud of it because, you know, a labor of love over a long time, and that it didn't just go away was very important to me. So I'm glad that people will be able to check it out.
Do you prefer performing to a smaller crowd or a larger crowd? I know you've performed at huge places, like we mentioned before, like Madison Square Garden, the O2 in London with the boys from Practical Jokers. But I feel like performing at a smaller venue, probably a little more intimate.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I have room, I'm a very physical comedian. So, like, if the stage is big enough for me to be able to spread my wings and roll my belly around, I think that's important for me. Like, I just feel more comfortable when I have more, you know, but both have their benefits, right? You know, it's intimate. People are right on top of you, and you're able to, you know, see and feel the laughter. And then if it's bigger, you'd be able to have, you know, bigger swaths of laughing and everybody enjoying each other. So I don't mind it. As long as people are having fun, I think that's the bottom line. As long as I'm not getting booed.
Right, exactly. I don't think you'll have that problem.
No, I'm okay in that arena.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Trust me. So, Joe, I know you do have the Gatto Pups. Can you explain that a little bit? I think that's a great organization that you have running.
Yeah, Gatto Pups and Friends is a nonprofit we run out of here in New York for senior and unwanted dogs, which has been running for almost 2 years at this point, and we've adopted out over 115 dogs, I think, which is amazing. We've been able to do some good work here, and just a passion of mine. I had always just adopted dogs, but now after the pandemic and everything, we decided, you know, let's see if we could do a little bit better and help more dogs by, instead of just collecting all these old decrepit dogs for ourselves, let's try to find homes for them. And it's been really rewarding work, really fun.
That's awesome. Is your children's book, Where's Barry, is that a play on Larry from...
Yeah, of course, man. Of course, my legacy. I gotta shout him out, right? Yeah,
we're gonna get it as soon as it comes out.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for it, man. It's a different arena that I was able to entertain in, and like, I'm a dad, so to be able to entertain families has always been important to me, and I read books to my kids, and I had this idea for this kid's book based on my son had lost his stuffy, which is such a dilemma for any parent out there that knows. I wasn't able to go to sleep, and we had to go searching for him and talk him down off the ledge. And it just came into a real, like, fun story that I worked with Penguin Publishing on. It got illustrated by a great illustrator, Luke Flowers, who's a fan of Joker. So the first copy I got had all these little Easter eggs in the background, like the Captain Fatbelly action figure on the floor in one of the pictures and stuff. So it was really cool, and I'm just really proud of it and excited to continue with children's books because I always liked that medium.
I've always admired how you can keep your family at the top of your priorities, even with being such a well-known figure and having fame and whatnot. You're very grounded, and I admire that, and I do look up to you for that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Joe, any other surprises coming up with the Let's Get To It tour that you can maybe leak to us or give us a little spoiler?
No, you got to come out. I would say that this one actually does, I get known for being like confident and being able just to do my thing. Uh-huh. And I named it Let's Get Into It because I break down how I got this way, because I wasn't always this way, right? You always start as a different person when you're young, right? I take stories through my childhood about how I was this geeky kid, and I was making tests for my father when he would come home from work. He'd be working his 10-hour day as an insurance salesman, and I'd be looking up in encyclopedias and making this multiple choice exam, and he would come home, and I'd be like, pop quiz, Dad, you know? So I take it from there, then all the way to me being a parent, and you know, my life and my journey to get there. So it's really fun. It's really a lot of stories, and I'm a storyteller. I love sharing my crazy life. So I'm really excited for people to see this show.
September 7th, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Come see Joe Gatto. It's indeed going to be a night of laughs, and you don't want to miss it. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. I know you're a busy man.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.